the Irish Hospital Consultants Association is calling for amendments to the new mental health bill, warning that part of the legislation could undermine a patient's right to treatment in a timely manner. The association's consultant psychiatrists are holding a conference today to discuss their concerns. The Vice President of the IHCA, Professor Anne Doherty, joins us now on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. What's your main concern?
Good afternoon. So we're really pleased that the mental health bill is progressing, and you know, we certainly value the focus on, you know, protecting the rights of people who have severe mental illness. The concerns we have are that some of the clauses within the bill, and it's an incredibly long bill, it's 166 pages long, some of the clauses within it might actually delay people's ability to access care. And that's probably our biggest concern. We want to make sure that any new legislation actually makes it easier and faster for people to get the treatment they need, rather than there being delays in built into the system. So, you know, there's a little bit of confusion around exactly how a mental illness is defined and what is the definition of a need for immediate care. And those will be one of our concerns. The other concern is the need for a parallel process, which includes going to the High Court, which obviously in itself brings in huge delays, while a patient is maybe sitting on a ward detained but not treated. And that's something we really would have concerns about, because we know from all of the research evidence that's been done into serious mental illnesses over the years that delays in treatment have big impact in terms of people's ability to fully recover. And prompt treatment and getting people treated at the earliest possible opportunity is something that will make a huge difference to people's ability to fully recover, get on with their lives, and to, you know, to not have, you know, a need for future admissions. So again, that's really what we're focused on. You know, we really welcome the work that's been done in this space, but the key thing is that patients can get treated in at the time when they need it most.
Anne Doherty, thanks for being with us this afternoon. We'll be back with more on the news at 1.